Hi, this is Ariana.
Hi, Ariana. This is Carol from the Reasonable Sanity Podcast.
Hi, Carol. It's nice to meet you, as it were.
Oh, thanks. You too. I drive a truck.
Okay.
Ryan's actually on the air right now. I can just bridge you on over.
Sounds good.
Okay, I'm going to do it. Here I go. The bridging button. I'm clicking on the bridging icon. Windows 95. Okay, here we go.
And that's kind of really part of the issue here, too, is... I mean, Carol's been with the show for a long time, and then suddenly she just joins the PPU, which, you know, for you who don't know, that's the Podcast Producers Union, and she's threatening to strike about half the stuff is getting edited that is before. But anyways, we're not going to go too far into that. Matter of fact, maybe our next guest can help us with that. We're going to go ahead and interview somebody who's going to help us keep our positive spirits up, and we will be doing that right after this. And we are back. I'm Ryan Token. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. And with us right now, we have Reverend Dr. Ariana Platten. Welcome, Doctor. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing good. I got a little bit of frustrations, the normal stuff that goes on. But overall, I would like to think I do have a positive spirit, but, you know, there are things that drag it down, right? I mean, that's life, right, if I'm not mistaken. So for those that are interested, the Reverend Doctor can be looked up at asoulfulworld.com. You can go there and get free ebooks. You can sign up for the free daily series. You can register for the free weekly events. And I believe there was even some NFT stuff that I seen over there, and it was amazing. And I thank you for coming on, first of all. So thank you for coming on, Reverend Doctor.
What a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. Thank you. So one big reason I wanted to have you on, maybe you could help, because, you know, being a woman, and you've talked about menopause and being a spiritual journey and stuff. And I wonder if there's a connection there between that and my producer, Carol, who can chime in if she wants, about,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I'm here. I heard you talking about, you know, talking shit about the union. Go ahead.
That's the thing, though. I think I pay well, and I don't think we need a union. So does age tend to affect a woman's spiritualness and her, you know, her want to join a union, to your knowledge? I'm a male, so I don't have the same experiences.
So I got to tell you, Ryan, you're probably not going to like this answer, because it sounds like you'd like to be able to look at it through the lens that as a woman gets older, maybe she gets more finicky about life. But the reality is postmenopausal women are much calmer, much more centered, and much clearer. They think much more clearly about what they want to do in life because their testosterone level has changed. And that's an important consideration.
Yeah, see, I always learned counter to that, right? That their hormones break and they were a mess before. Usually babies could be blamed a lot for that, but they were a mess before, and then they become even more of a mess when they shifted more. But maybe you're onto something. Maybe I have that, you know, that bias, that male bias that no doubt exists.
There surely is a social structure that says women hit middle age and lose their minds. And it's something I think that's scary, not only for men, but is scary for women as well, because we kind of anticipate that something horrible is going to happen. And the reality is the menopause process gives us an opportunity to look at our life differently, to decide what we really need to put down, to decide what we really want to do with the second half of our life. And even though it is uncomfortable and bumpy, I think a lot of that is kind of predetermined in society. Not to say there aren't real hormones, Ryan, because there are.
Right. Yeah.
But
yeah.
If I had the chance to say one thing to women, it would be, you're going to like yourself so much better when you get on the other side of the process, because you're really going to calm and center.
That is a very positive message, and I like that. Thank you. It looks like I have a caller on line 5. Let me bring line 5 in here. Line 5, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, line 5, you're on the air. First question for you, do you think that Carol should give up the union for the show? And second question, for Ariana, anything you would want to know. So go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think Carol should definitely give up on the union.
Not going to happen.
I think you're paid pretty well from what I understand.
You're not used to my lifestyle, though.
Okay, well, maybe you shouldn't bite the hand that feeds you, Carol. I'm just saying. And hi, how are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I was just wondering, do you have any secret romantic fantasies that I should know about?
Oh, gosh. Secret romantic fantasy number one is that my sweet husband, who works way too hard, will win the lottery and carry me off to Tahiti.
I love it.
Yeah.
I hope he does the same to me.
Yeah.
There's
enough love for all of us.
Absolutely.
Great.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, caller. You're pretty popular tonight. Looks like we got one on nine. Nine, you're on the air with Dr. Reverend Ariana. What is your question?
Dr. Ariana. This is Ron.
Hi. How are you?
Unions, you know, isn't that just like a bunch of people just begging for stuff? You know, like,
what? I think so. Why
do they need anything if they're getting paid? You know what I'm saying? And I heard you talking about menopause earlier. Ain't that just like, you know, when a woman's like just her time is ready to go? You know, like, ain't that her body telling her, like, time to go? Like, you're almost done here?
Menopause is gross. Yeah.
Wow. Those are really interesting opinions, all of those. You know, I think...
I'm not sure. I'm a man, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
You know, I would say this. Menopause is a gift for women. We don't position it that way in society, but it's a gift to move into a different time in your life.
All right. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, no, that's a good way to look at it, because it's more... We gotta create the positive, right? If we don't create that positive, it doesn't exist. So, looks like line eight. You're on with the Dr. Revan. What is your question?
Hi, doctor. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. I was just wondering, because because you're talking about menopause and all those things like that, and I had found a woman that was ready to explore and be. Like I'm a younger guy, so, you know, like she was ready to be with like a younger person and really explore her body. And like, do you think that's like wrong? Like a modern eye, like
for someone of a different age, of an older age, to be with a younger man, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, because she's beautiful.
No, I don't think that's wrong at all. My husband is 6 years younger than me. I know people who are in very successful relationships with a 20-year difference. I think it's entirely dependent upon the two people involved.
But she's more than twice my age. She's in her 80s. I'm you know.
Yeah, if you're in your 40s and she's in her 80s.
No, younger than that. I'm younger than that.
Okay.
I'm younger than that.
Now we're, you know. Okay.
And it's hot, and I think it's hot, you know, and it's like, rawr, you know, and she's like, she can kind of like treat me like, you know, I'm like a bad schoolboy kind of thing. That, like, that's what I appreciate.
Just think, when you were one, she was probably getting menopause.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that could be.
That's right. Yeah. I just think that she's still beautiful, and people think it's like, I shouldn't be knocking cobwebs out of there like that. That's not appropriate. They say it's not appropriate for me to be doing that.
Here on Reasonable Sanity Podcast, we say love wins overall.
Yeah, yeah. If she's 80 and she can do that, do it.
Hey, caller, thanks for calling in. Hey, Dr. Reverend Ariana, give me just a second. We just got to do a real quick commercial break, and then we will be right back, and then we'll keep talking and getting into this deeper, because this is a good conversation. I'm enjoying it.
Have a couple calls on hold still, so.
Okay.
Stay tuned, everyone.
Great. Yep. So just hold in there. We will be right back.
Are you tired of the endless search for love? Well, maybe it's time you find true love on phonelosersonly.com. Rachel and Roy did, and this is their story.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I had all but given up on dating, mostly because it was challenging to find a man that matched my interests in obscene phone calls.
Hello, I'm Roy, and being as proud as I am about my criminal history and prank calling, it was nearly impossible to find a woman who would go on more than one date with me.
A friend of mine told me to check out phonelosersonly.com. She said it was a dating app made specifically for weirdo phone freaks like me. And that's where I met Roy.
On our first date, the plan was dinner and a movie, so I took her to the Sonic's drive-thru for the 2-for-10 deal.
After dinner, we were both so excited that we skipped the movie and we went back to his house. We went live on the air and Roy lasted for hours.
In the first call of the night, she tricked some old hick selling tires into slapping his dick on the phone. I knew right then she was the one.
And the way Roy handed out stupid bitch fees with absolute authority had me thinking, maybe there is true love after all.
At the end of the night, I asked her for her phone number, but she gave me her social security number instead.
It was such a magical night that neither of us will ever forget.
Best date of my life.
Thanks, phonelosersonly.com.
Are Roy and I still together? Oh, no, no, no. His dick was shaped like a candy cane, and that's just something that I'm not okay with.
She said that, really? Okay, well, Rachel once killed a 17-year-old while drunk driving, but her rich-ass dad was able to pay to have it expunged. Bet you all didn't know that, huh? Candy cane dick my ass.
Look, I was only 23, okay? I had a drinking problem. I did my time for it, and you know what? Fuck this, I'm out of here.
Great, another crazy bitch running away from me crying. Nothing new here, fuck my life.
PhoneLosersOnly.com, the only dating site where if you just admit you're a loser, love will come sooner.
Fuck you, phonelosersonly.com.
Fucking G-ad.
And we are back. I'm Ryan Tolkien. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. With us today, we have a spiritual expert, Dr. Reverend Ariana Planton. Welcome back, Doctor. The last question, they were talking about the age difference in love. Is there... In modern times, we've made it, you know, 18. Is there really no wall? Did you really think that?
No, it's not that I don't think there's a wall. I think you have to be an adult to do anything consensually, and you have to be an adult who's like got her head on straight or his head on straight.
I'm so sorry. I was boiling over because I wasn't sure what you meant like that before. So my apologies. So, oh, it looks like we got a caller on line three. Line three, what's your question for the Dr. Reverend?
Hi, Dr. Reverend. I'm extremely unclear on what you are. I've been listening the whole time. I heard earlier you were saying something about how menopause isn't real. And I'm married. We're both of us are getting a little bit up there in the age, and you know, she's, so I should just tell her that it's not real. And the Reverend said this, or?
I think you misunderstood. I don't think I said it isn't real. What I said is we position it in society as though it's the time that women lose their mind.
Right. Yeah. That's what I meant. So like when she's going crazy, I should tell her that that's not. Yeah. Okay. That's what I meant. And then you were also saying that love has no age. There's no age limits on it. So, and then what was your name again? I just want to make sure I have this down right.
I don't believe I said either of those things.
No, that's, well, I mean, I'm summarizing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Don't summarize. Say it. Don't summarize.
But what was your name? Just in case she asked, so she can check your blog or whatever. What was your name?
I'm sure that will be posted with the show, but I'd absolutely like to clarify that neither one of those are statements that I made.
All right. I have that noted in the show notes. I will
thank you.
Make sure it's in there when I post this, that it's in there, that not only do you not see there's no barriers in love, there's just minimal ones.
Okay. I'm done with this show. Bye, guys.
Well, that was interesting. This has been Reasonable Sanity Podcast. Good night, everyone.